We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, before we get Mandy on the phone, we want to go over a few of your theories that you shared with us on Facebook over the past 24 hours.
Okay, theories are coming in. This one has a lot of likes. I'm not going to say exactly how it's written, but it says, bedroom time was horrible.
Got it, okay.
That has a lot of likes. Another one, he doesn't know what he's doing in the bedroom. She probably was trying it out and realized that was the best that he could do. Sorry if that sounds mean. That one has a lot of likes.
Yeah, I was going to mention, what did we call it before? Bedroom aerobics?
Yes.
Yes. A lot of people had that. A couple people also mentioned that they went out for Mexican food.
Yes.
And what Mexican food does to you might have been the issue.
Olé.
Yeah, and might have caused some bad bedroom aerobics.
Okay.
And then just the comment, it got too serious and she didn't want to do it. And then someone else, she's pregnant.
What about
the... Oh, okay. There's a theory.
Well, what no about, explanation?
What about, like, were there a bunch of people who at least were saying that, what if she just got bored? Like, she was just in it for
Yes. There's a couple of, he's boring, she's moving on.
Got it. Or she was just in it for, like, a thing. Like, what if she's just what if she dates like Kelly Cheese does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, that's a fun dude. People are saying
but
that.
But then you get over it, and you're like, I'm not really feeling it anymore.
All right, let's make the phone call to Mandy and find out why she ghosted on Sean.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
We are ghost hunting for Mandy on behalf of Sean today because he thought their dates were going great. They even had some sleepovers and they seemed really into each other right away. Are you laughing at my use of sleepovers?
No, it wasn't some sleepovers. I think it's important to note that they met on Bumble.
Yes.
And 100% of the dates they went on ended up in a sleepover, with the exception of the last one.
Very last one. Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like they were having a great time. Like, I want to date Sean. No, I'm just They went out for sushi and then to movies and then they did Mexican. And each time they hung out after the date back at one of their places. So he's been really surprised when she has ghosted him.
The consensus from people who weighed in on social media between yesterday and today is that he did something on that last date that immediately turned her off. Apparently, Jen, again, not trying to enter a woman's mind, but apparently women have this switch. And once it's flipped, it doesn't come back on.
That can happen.
So
very easily.
It could be something, you know, if he said, I think vegetarians are stupid, and her entire family is vegetarian, like in her mind, she could be like, oh, we're done. And, and that's it. And then she just fades away. So the consensus on social media is that something happened on that last date that just flipped that switch for her.
Yeah. Well, and Sean, that's the reason why we ghost hunt, is so that we can get the answers for you, because it will drive you nuts if you don't know what could have caused somebody to flip that switch. So we'll see. We're going to give her a buzz and see if she'll tell us exactly why she ghosted. And the whole time you'll be on hold, okay? And then we'll come back to you right afterwards and see what you think.
Yeah, thanks.
You still up for it?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Okay. You know, everybody thinks I did something, you know? I mean,
Look at it as an opportunity for growth. Like, let's see what you did, and then let's make sure it never happens again.
Good call, yeah. All right.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold.
An HR director would call it room for improvement.
Right. All right. Hold on, okay, Sean?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mandy?
Yep, it's Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, it's Jen from the Jeff and Jen Show. How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
We are good. Jeff is here, too. And we are appreciative that you're coming on the show with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yes. And we talk a lot about relationships on our show. So surprise, surprise, we're going to ask you some relationship questions. Cool?
Okay. Okay, sure.
So recently you've been dating and dating on Bumble, right?
Right, yeah.
And we got a call from somebody that you dated, and he wants to know why you've disappeared, why you ghosted him. And we're calling on behalf of Sean.
Okay. All right.
So he explained to us that things were going really great, and he thought there was a real instant connection with you guys and that you spent some time together and had some fun, like sushi and movies and hanging out at his place and your place, and all that stuff was going great. And then he feels like something changed, and now you're disappearing or just kind of mildly responding to text messages here and there, but he's definitely feeling the brush off. So he wanted to know what happened.
Oh, I don't want to embarrass him. I don't know if I mean, do you want me to tell the truth?
Oh, yes.
Oh, for sure. We definitely want you to tell the truth.
I mean, he wouldn't, like, we joke, but he wouldn't have called a radio station unless he wanted
the answer.
Full disclosure and whatever. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I couldn't get on board with the fact that he liked to announce his farts.
And
what?
I know. It's weird. Like, I have never been... I don't know. I don't have brothers, so I've never been around anybody that's like announces that they're going to fart. Like, it's weird to me. It's cool if, you know, other girls think it's funny or cute, but it's gross.
So wait a minute. Like, what does that sound? How does that go down? Like, what happens?
Or come up.
Okay. Well, okay. This one time we had gone out drinking the night before. And we're in the car the next day going to breakfast. And he was like, oh, that beer is getting to me. I'm going to hotbox you. And I'm like, what?
No.
A hotbox? What is he talking about? And he's, and like, all of a sudden, like, the car was like, oh, my gosh, so rancid. I was like, what the heck is that? He's like, well, I told you, you better roll down the windows. And I'm going, oh, my God, how unattractive is that? Like, I just can't. I know. And all the time. All the time, Jen, like all the time. And I can't, it's so gross to me.
Like, he would be like lifting up the side and be like, here comes one. Or something like that. Like,
who's ready for a farty party?
So,
I know, it's funny when you say out loud, but it's gross in a relationship. Like, I can't.
No, you cannot.
So why?
No.
That's fast forwarding a lot of years really, really fast.
I still don't think I've done that in front of my wife.
No, and you certainly wouldn't announce it.
Right. Hey, Callie.
Right.
Guess what's coming?
Who's ready for a little hot box on the way home from Cumberland Mall?
Strap in for this one. Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a roller coaster.
I know. It's so crazy. And we only dated for like a month. So it's like, ooh. No, if he's doing that, like, after a month, like, I don't even want to know.
What comes like, after that?
All right, well, we're going to get off the phone with you because I can't wait to pick him up.
No, he's not going to talk to us. There's no way.
He's been listening to this, so we're going to pick him up and get his feedback.
We're going to go visit Thunder Mountain.
All right, thank you, Mandy.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good morning.
Thanks,
you too.
Oh, fascinating.
Right. Oh, man. There's no way he's going to talk to us. He just heard that and is long gone.
He's still on hold.
We'll
3 minutes from right now, we will pick up Sean and talk to him about his pressure washing business. I don't know what else to say.
Big and a sportscaster announcement. Touchdown coming.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.